Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take away.
Your week, and know that I am so happy and privileged, and I am just so grateful you are all here with me today. I do have to apologize for yesterday. I had so many people on, so many listeners and chatters. The internet went down. I mean, totally. I don't know whether it was Blog Talk also, but I had no internet service. So please forgive me. There was nothing I could do about it. I think I wanted to tear my computers. I tried three of them, and I could not get on. So please, heavens out there, send me someone who will put me on a radio show that actually works this thing for me. So I do love being here, and I do love bringing everything I can to everybody. But sometimes technical difficulties are not under my control. We did have a guest that I brought in yesterday, Bob Brown, and I will bring him back. He's a super guy. I really like him, and that's why I was bringing him to you. But don't worry, he will be back. So everyone, good morning. You're again speaking to Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic spirit medium, an RN, an LNC, a counselor, and a life coach. And I bring all that experience, I hope, to you. So let me tell you about my website. It's not a great website. It kind of my actually I had gotten it as a gift, thank goodness, for Hanukkah. Somebody put it up because I just didn't have the time. Thank you, Lou. And we are still working on it, but it is up, it is running, and it is live. So you can go to www.bonniealbersonair.com, and I have a contact page, a blog page, so you can read about me, you can see me, and my shows are actually on the blog page. So if you want to go back and listen to a show and you don't log back into Blog Talk, you can actually hear the archives from my web page. Also, you can contact me. There's a contact form, a little drop box that says, what do you want to contact me about? Do you want a reading? Do you want counseling? Life coaching? You can actually write in the comment box what you need, and it'll send it directly to me, and I will get back to you. Please give me about 24 hours to respond. Sometimes I am not able to see the emails until then. I am on Skype. I do Skype readings and counseling. I have Facebook, and my Facebook is Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Friend me, and you'll get a list of all the shows and different things that we do here. Also, I am on Twitter. I think it's Albers Bon at hashtag Albers Bonnie, and you can follow me there. I would love that. The other way, I am on LinkedIn, and of course, I have email balbers714@aol.com. My new venture, which I love, is my YouTube channel. My vids! I'm going to try to put up one today of just me talking because I'm still not able to connect the cameras, and I don't know if I need a new computer or I just don't have the right equipment. So I am going to just put a real short one up today, and you will get to hear me and see me again. And hopefully, I will be able to bring you my guests on the YouTube channel also very soon. And I think Blog Talk's actually working on that. So maybe you'll actually see us live when we're doing the shows. And I think that's in the works, I am hoping. So today, it is a beautiful Friday. I hope everybody is going to have a great weekend. And if you're not off, I hope everybody's going to enjoy this Friday with me. Grab your coffee, grab your water, grab your tea. And today we are back to past lives and relationships. I'm so excited because I don't want to take credit for what I'm going to tell you because I have been, I read a lot and I put all my theories in my, that's how I get theories. I resonate with some things, I don't with others. Spirit downloads things to me for you and for myself. And today they led me to something that I am going to actually talk about. And just read you a little bit, and then we're going to talk because this is really important. When I came across it, I knew why Spirit would have wanted me to read this to you. And actually, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to tell you about it. But the other thing I want to tell everybody before I actually get started, before I will forget, is next week I go to New York, New York, New York. If anybody can sing, please sing New York. If anybody can play it on a musical instrument, make it upbeat tempo for me because I can't wait to get there. I am going Monday through Friday, and then I will be back Monday, but I will not be able to have the show on. So the show will be off Monday through Monday. I am going to see if I can put on some previous shows that were a lot of fun, very exciting. And if technology lets me, you will still be able to tune in. If not, I will be back that Tuesday is the 27th or 28th, I think. And Jerry Humphreys will actually be with me because I was supposed to be on Monday on my own, but I can't get home until then. I have a previous engagement. And so I will be back on that Tuesday. If there is any chance that I could put a Monday show on, I might have to do maybe a late afternoon show. So stay tuned. You can find that on Facebook, and I'll let you all know. Anyway, today we are going to talk about, before I get to the phone lines and find out how everybody is today, past lives and present relationships. I love that John Aiken has said that we are all like rivers. On the surface, we are shiny, we're beautiful, we put our best foot forward, we're shimmery, we have freshness of life, but deep within us runs powerful unseen currents. Oh my goodness, isn't that everybody? Even me, who's happy, 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 there are currents running under there. They're happy currents, but they're currents. They're currents of soul memories and desires. These deep currents are a culmination effects of age, of soul life, and many incarnations in this earth. They cause us to love one person and despise another. How many times have you actually walked up to somebody and either you fall totally madly in love with them as a friend or as a partner and you can't figure it out? And how many times have you been in a room and you just, this person rubs you the wrong way? Why? You don't know them. Why? You don't like the looks of them or what they said. But there is a reason for that, guys. And this is such a great explanation. They cause us to love one person and despise another, to feel a wonderful vibration with a particular individual in one aspect of our lives, and only to feel awkward and uncomfortable with that same person in another aspect of our lives. Patterns and habits have formed deep within our inner consciousness and shape the way we interact with people. I don't believe in coincidence. So to me, we brought here the tools and the conditions that we need to work on in this lifetime, and they are all from what we have experienced in the past, what we need to correct, what we need to work on, what we need to rock in this earth plane in order to make our souls grow. Everyone involved in our present lives was actually very likely they have been involved in many, many of your past lives, our past lives. Our parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, children, friends, colleagues, bosses, and even our enemies been sharing lives before this present lifetime. Well, of course, because if you believe that you're here for karmic reasons, if you're here to further your soul, if you're here to experience something that had was cut short in a last life, a love, an experience, because we didn't have the same conditions we had back when. Just think about it. If you were cavemen and you loved a cavewoman, or you're cavewoman and you loved a caveman, and we only lived to 18, what did we actually get to fulfill? So your soul's desire to be with that person in now this lifetime could be that you needed fulfilled love from this soul deep desire undercurrent that that you've brought in from past lives to be with this person. Another way you can look at it is that you didn't resolve issues of violence, of fear, of not knowing, of dying, and you have to come and work that back out with some of your enemies and some of your friends. I just know that we have soul families, we have soul friends, we have soul mates, and there is no coincidence that we've come down and just met them. So I love that, and that's why I like the astrology nodes, the North Node and South Node. I love having a past life regression. Looking at the issues you have with people today will tell you and show you what you're supposed to be working on with them in this lifetime. The effects of many past life experience are reflected in the circumstances that now surround our present relationships. Take a look. Some people fight with their mother. They can't figure it out. Why are they fighting with their mother? What did they do? What part of that they can't get along with their mother, their father, the sister, or their brother are they coming in with? It could be that your brother here today was a battlefield soldier that killed you, or that was mean to you, or that entrapped you, and you are here to find the love, to work out the love, to work out the relationship in a different setting. I'm all about love, so I feel we're all here to work on the relationships we've had in the past, our soul family, our soulmates, our soul friends, and I feel we are here, and spirit will tell you to love, to learn, to smooth out the rough parts of our personality to be able to move further in our soul journey. And that might be in several more lifetimes, but you're here today to work out, to work on, and to find how to resolve issues from your past. For the same, I love this, and I love the article that I pulled out. Of course, the memories of our past life actions influence how everybody reacts to us and we react to them. Through the same eyes that the personality sees life, the soul sees it. But the soul looks with a memory covering centuries of passion, adventure, caring and love, hatred and revenge, doubt and fear. We feel a seemingly unfounded fondness for another person. It is very likely due to the soul memory of the positive role he or her played in our past lives. On the other hand, we react with what seems to be unfounded revulsion or hatred toward, I don't love those words, but towards another person, you can be pretty sure it is because the soul recalls that past action against us or our loved ones. So I know that when we come down with the same soul group, we're not here to hate them again. We're not here to fight with them again. If you looked at this this pattern, we're here to work it out in love and light. Love and light, everyone. That is what our souls are meant to have been formed from and want to achieve in every lifetime. Our soul groups, because I have loved this, the past relationships and their present influences are not only of individuals, but of soul groups. For such long periods, we create all kinds of groups for learning. So I love that from the beginning, our souls have tended to travel together in groups. And the very act of traveling together for such long periods creates forces of attraction that help to maintain and build on group relationships. Law of attraction, everyone, and energy. Energy that's put together can't be destroyed. Nearly all souls on the planet today are together in past ages of human history. As a result, the relationships among the peoples of the world are a reflection of their past activities with each other. I wish we could solve all the world's problems, but one soul at a time is what I'm here to try to help. The souls who came into the planetary system and entered the realms of consciousness associated with the region of the cosmos comprise our largest soul group. This group can be divided into subgroups we call the generations. So everybody, I'm 17th, so everybody in my generation will have a certain music, a certain food, a certain way they look, a certain clothes, a certain way you speak. We come in generations. I love that. Soul groups create an infinity affinity amongst their members by not only the cumulative experience they share, but also through their collective memory of how life has been for them and what they have mutual desires for. That's your friends. That's all the people that come with you, support you, love you, and are with you. So I am going to, I just can't tell you enough about soul friends and soul groups. We make them before we come here. We've had them for a long time. It's the ones that we don't really rock with or we have to solve issues with that is really important in knowing why we're here and with who. I'm going to give you examples because this is such a long article. I'll be bringing it in chunks. Just think about it. People say, oh, I met my soulmate. I'm in love. And 5 years later, they're divorced or they've left. So you say, what happened with that soulmate? What happened? Oh, I met my next soulmate. That one wasn't really my soulmate. Now we've got another. And what happens is you are always looking for a soulmate that's going to last. Some people get it. Some people have it. Some people can't. But when you look at soulmates, they come in to teach you something, to work off something, for you to be able to grow with what you learn in this lifetime from them. So I'll give you an example. If you met the love of your life and you get married and you have children, and then 7 years later, there's nothing there, you're divorced and you have those children. Well, I can tell you that most likely what you needed to work off was you in a past life might have wanted children and couldn't have it, wanted to bring in certain children into this generation that this your soulmate promised you from a last life, and that you were meant to have these children from that soulmate, but not be with them forever. And then you move to the next lesson with another soulmate, or you've learned that you are your best resource and love, and that you are the one that can change the world for you and your children. And that was the courage going through the fire, going through that relationship, getting what you needed to learn and moving on. On the other hand, we have known people who have met their soulmate. Oh my goodness, you can see them at 80 walking down the beach holding hands. Well, how long have you been together? 75 years. So they've met when they were 5 under the apple tree or something like that, because in our generation, it would be further back. So you see all kinds of soulmates, and you know when you see that in a last life possibly, and I would have to read their aura, but you almost can tell that in a last life, either their love or their generation got cut short, and that the love that they came here to do this lifetime is to be together, to learn love, to love, to grow, to show love, to teach people what love is all about. And they came in this lifetime to make up what they couldn't have in their last lifetime. Ah, I'm just going to get chills when I talk about that, because I see a lot of couples that are like that. Just think, if you've had a great friend whose parents have been together, or your parents have been together and still holding hands and still embarrassing you at the dinner table, then you know they're here to teach you what love should look like. So some of us, it's great. I've been married 35 years going June 15th, even though I'm 17. So I was actually married in spirit, LOL. But I can tell you that it isn't always easy. You don't have, you work out things, you sail through life. Some people have it easier than others. But remember, life is a journey. Life isn't about always being perfect. What it is about is how you handle the issues with your soulmate, with your partner, with your friends, and whatever you have, and how you handle the speed bumps of life, the valleys of life, and the big mountains of life. That's what we're here for. So now that I have talked about that, I am going to get to the phone. I love talking about soulmates. So if you're on and you want to say anything about soulmates, please come join my conversation. I will be answering questions. So I'm going to get to the phones in just a minute. But so interesting what we have in our past, what we rock from our past lives. And we can see that in astrology. We can see it in past life regressions. We can see it in our dreams, our ambitions, our fears, and our phobias. Just open your third eye. Open your pineal gland. Take a look inside and say, a good example would be if you're afraid of flying. Well, are you afraid of flying because you were in a flight that went down? It could be from a past life. Are you a fear of flying because you can't handle heights? Why can't you handle heights? Because maybe you fell from a mountain when you were a druid. Maybe you were taken to the top of an ark and you couldn't get down. And what happens if you go into past life regression, you can actually take that karmic past life or soul family, ancient soul family threading, and you can heal it. And there are people that do that. It's called soul, I think it's called ancestral threading. And we see that with diseases. We see it with phobias, fears. We see it with a lot of things. You might have to go in and heal a past life, maybe to have the benefits in this life. So everyone, I'm going to bring back Cynthia McNabb, who came on to the show very late last year, I think. And she does a lot of that. And her husband's an exorcist, and James McNabb. He hasn't been well, but I'm going to see if I can get them to come back on the show. So I am going to go to the phone lines, everyone. Again, I want to thank you all for listening. I hope I'm bringing, you know, interesting subjects to you, but I don't really bring them. Spirit does. So 706, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I am I'm actually a lot better. It was really meant for me to be listening this morning. Normally, I don't get a chance to catch you, but now I know why.
Yes, so see, I don't believe in coincidences. Who are we speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sophia. The first and last time I ever spoke to you and Leslie was back in November of last year.
Oh, honey, well, we're glad you're back, or at least that you could catch this show.
Yes.
Well, Sophia, tell me, because since we are a talk show, tell me how you benefited from this call and from listening.
Well, what's going on right now for me, you're talking about, this issues with maybe past lives or relationships. And
yes,
the relationships are not always romantic that it affects. Right now for me, I have been struggling with an intertwined kind of group of people that involves family and part of a love interest. And it has really been a big distraction during my spiritual journey, because I am on a spiritual journey right now. And the biggest part for me is, as you already know, I'm sure you're familiar with, it has become quite a lonely place for me while I'm going through this process. So some have kind of fell away, or some I've had to distance myself from because I can't carry them going through what I'm going through right now on my journey.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't understand. Some people take it as rejection. So I had a family member that took it as rejection. So I have continued to move on. I struggle, though, with guilt, all kinds of stuff. It's just crazy.
I know. Well, that's past
and making
life
sure,
stuff.
Yeah, and also making sure it wasn't my ego. You know what I mean? Just I'm in my ego. Am I making the right decision? Well, she took it as rejection, Bunny. So she's trying to, you know, she's pushing my buttons about some things. She's been doing it now for like the past 2 months. And it really rattled me. I had to learn how to get regrounded again. It was just consuming my thoughts every day, even my dreams it was coming into. So I finally got in a good place with it. And here it is creeping back up. And maybe if I tell you what she's doing to push my buttons, it'll help you guide me.
Yeah. Well, can I just say, I just want to say something before you start, because I want everybody to hear this too. Spirit will push back in your face what isn't solved. Or isn't solved.
That's why it's back.
Yeah. So here's a good example. I don't know if we had a caller a few days ago or a week ago. I can't even keep up with it now. But she kept getting the same boyfriend with the same sister issues. After the third one, I said, well, honey, what are you doing with the sister? She goes, well, nothing. I said, really? Because, see, you're getting the same issues because you haven't solved the issue that you're needing to solve. And when that happened, a light bulb went on. She goes, you're right. And she reached out to the one sister. That doesn't mean everything's going to work out. It just means you haven't solved it for yourself. So please go ahead. That's why I just wanted to give you that example.
Wow.
And it throws it right in your face again and again and again and again. And people don't realize it. But when that light bulb goes off, that's when change starts. So please go ahead and tell me.
Well, what she does to push my buttons is my guy friend, I feel too old to use the word boyfriend, but my guy,
well,
she He owns a business, which is a restaurant. So, which she goes to eat, and that's no problem, and order food. But since I have kind of disengaged from her, she goes to eat as well as she will also go down there asking him to do things for her, whether it's mentor her son or, you know, watch her. Can her son come and hang out with him for a little bit? Or she's calling him about, will you come check out my car? Just all kinds of things. Will you take a look at my husband's truck? And her husband is deployed right now. And she kind of died down for a little while. And I had to explain to him, without seeming like a picky, just a, you know, a woman, you know, men look at us as, you know, they're just being catty right now. So he does help. But I had to finally just explain, and I reached my button was, she is using you. It's not about you, but you've interjected yourself. It's really about me, mm-hmm. you know, with her. So you need to just step away until, you know, she calms down or whatever, but stop allowing her to use you because that's what she's doing to get at me. So she calmed down a little, and she came back on Saturday. He had to go get her off the side of the road, and she has AAA, I know this for a matter of fact, and she wasn't but maybe 3 miles from her house. So he had to shut down the business, get his truck, and go get the trailer and go pull her in. And then it made me question myself, Bunny, like, Sophie, are you just overreacting, you know? You're having issues with her right now. Good Lord, you know, he's a good guy. He's a helper. And I got a phone call on Monday. And I even prayed about this. I was talking to my angels. And you know who the phone call came from on Monday?
Her.
It was her father's wife. They had been observing the same thing and said, you know, first of all, you and Tonya having issues? I said, yes, we are. I said, you know, I'm going through something right now in my life, and I can't carry her like I've done these years. She's got to give me my space. You know, without going into a lot of explanation, because I am African-American, and this spiritual thing is not real popular among my family.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. Yes,
among
it is.
My family is not. My family
okay.
is not.
I was going to say, because you do know that it's generational, so you might not think it, and they might not have told you it, but they call it in different names, and we'll go into that afterwards. But go ahead.
But anyway, so my aunt was calling me, which is her father's, my cousin's father's wife, and she said, you know, we were out there and we were having a cookout, and Tonya picks up the phone and calls Marty, which is my guy friend. And she was telling him, oh, come get a plate, and thank you so much for towing the vehicle, because he towed the vehicle actually to my aunt's house. She said, and me and your uncle figured you guys were not communicating. But to see what's going on, why does she keep calling him to do things? She said, this is, you know, that's kind of not very respectful. You know what I felt like that was? That was my answer, that stop beating yourself up. You're not in your ego. You're not looking, you know, you're not being catty and jealous. That, to me, that was spirit telling me. It is, you know, outside people are observing the same thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, because I'm going to give you my answer.
So I struggled with the ego, making sure it was not my ego, mm-hmm. because I also wanted to say, is this spirit telling me to also, it's time to not only move on from her, but also move on from him? So I'm just trying to decipher between ego lesson and just, yes, move on.
well, the good news is, you know, I blab, and I have all kinds of spirit tells me all kinds of things, and I have no problem sharing them. But I do have to tell you, this was a great convo for you today, because we work out things, and I'm not going to go into what I just said, because you can go listen to it. And every week I'll be bringing back more of these spirits just hitting me. It hit me with the chakras for a few weeks. I had to do that because there are people that needed to listen. And now it's past uh-huh. lives incarnation. But I'm going to tell you that we are here to rework out issues. One of the things, and I'm also a counselor, so, you know, I'm going to put both hats on, spirit and
yeah,
counselor.
Yeah. Please
But the issue is not with you, and the issue isn't with her. The issue is with him, because what you're not seeing is you can't control actions of anybody, not hers, not his, or you're walking
okay.
their soul path.
You can only
walk your path. So here is what I am hearing. What I'm hearing is she wants she wants to get to you. And so through getting to you, she's going to use who you really like. And they know that, especially when we're talking about emotions, soulmates, soul friends are the first ones that we, how we get to somebody. So I would, there is no way that you can tell anyone, especially your soul friend or soulmate or your friend there, your guy friend, how he should react. That's first off.
Okay.
If he wants to help her, that's his issue. And if he eventually sees that she's using him, that'll also be his issue. Because the relationship of using is between her and him, not you. You've stepped away.
Understood.
So when you step away from the outcome, meaning you don't have to step away from your feelings, but if you step away from the outcome, and I'll give you an example of how, if he's, you know, she calls him all the time, then, you know, you're there, you know, and he looks at you, you can say, you know what, you have to do what you feel is right for you. And that'll give him the impetus to walk his soul journey. If he feels by helping her, and it could be that he is, that's the kind of individual he is, there will be no sexual orientation or flirtation that he gives her. And you will be fine because you can't stop somebody from helping.
And you just described him perfectly. That is him. He is a helper. That is just who he is.
Yeah, then you have to let him do that. And when he feels he's fulfilled his soul commitment to her, it could be in a past life he left her, and that this life he has to help her, but only as a friend. Then you're going to step on that soul path. So you want to remove yourself from that. Another thing I see is, so you want to be happy in love and light with you and the relationship you have with him. If you're feeling, and, you know, I hate to use the word, and I know you're going to say no, but jealousy, okay? And I feel that comes out in that you feel that she's using him. So it's not jealousy about, but it is a sort of jealousy. You've got to get rid. You've got to get rid of that in yourself.
Okay.
It is human, though. I got to tell you, it is human.
Okay. No. I receive it. Okay.
Yeah. So when you do that, one of two things will happen. One, you're going to be happier, although we're going to talk about the relationship you left behind with her, but you're going to be happier because you don't have an attachment to any outcome that him or her work out. Or two is, you're going to say, I can't watch this, too nice, I can't handle that, and I'm walking away from both of them. I would hate to see you do that, but if you do, I understand, because not a lot of people can watch somebody they love being used or abused or anything like that. But I do believe when you walk away, this is what Spirit's telling me, things will change. When she sees you don't care, or that she can't, it doesn't matter how many times he comes to change her tire, it's not going to affect you, she'll stop.
Okay.
So the other question is, why have you walked away? This girl is crying for your attention. You can see that. Now, I feel like there are takers and there are givers. And in life, we really need a balance. We need a balance.
True.
Because otherwise, we call that an energy vampire. I love vampires, but I hate the energy ones. But energy vampire means she's constantly using you for energy, but she doesn't want to put it out herself.
You already know. Spirit just told you that. And that's exactly it. And this has been years of, and it's just some things I can't handle right now. It's quite dysfunctional, and I'm not judging her. And I've been a rock for a very long time. Even family can't understand why you continue to listen to that and try to help out, including her father. And I just got to a point where with my spiritual journey, I couldn't miss Bunny.
So I understand that, and you can walk away. But what another thing that I feel could be, you know, you could think about is telling her, say, listen, I'm on a spiritual path that I don't feel you're on. But where I'm not getting the break is what you, and I'm sure you're not going to say it on air, but to walk away means in love and light. So So what you would want to do, and I'm sure you have, because I could feel your energy. You're mm-hmm. a sweet, very soulful mm-hmm. teacher. You feel like a teacher to me in life. So mm-hmm. what I feel like is if you've walked away, leave the door open for growth. And that means I right now, you and I might not see the same in life, but I will always love you. And if you need me and you can give us and you can have a relationship where it's give and take for both of us, please don't hesitate to call. Because I feel like she's in your life to teach you something, but walking away and closing that door, I feel she's liked you so much that this is revenge in her mind for you trying to get you back. So here's what I don't believe in shutting doors forever unless it's really physical abuse, and that might be it. I don't know. But what I do believe is walking in the light and saying, I'm walking ahead. If you'd like to join me, great. And if you don't, I can't stay on this journey, but I'll always have the door open.
Okay, that is the only thing I did not do, because at the time I had my daughter going through 3 brain surgeries since December the 21st. I had a lot going on, and I had to put myself first, which I don't do that with anybody, not even just her. I always put myself last. So these are the things I'm learning on this journey, and I explained that to her. Even she seemed a little interested in the things that, so I, just like you said, I am a teacher. I was teaching her some things and allowing her to sit with me on webinars online and so forth. But it just, the other things she had going on just kept, I told her I couldn't do it right now.
And that's okay. Just don't close the door. You know, when you walk away from someone, and believe me, I understand, I can feel why. And she's really a lot, your energy is so clear. I see your aura. It's kind of like, oh my goodness, and I've got spirit here. It's kind of a real, it almost reminds me of a quartz crystal, all a Herkimer diamond. It's all around you. It's almost like a angelic It's just so,
I understand.
It's beautiful. You've got a great aura. But when you walk away from someone, you're taking that beautiful aura that you've given them for all that time away. So they are left feeling void, and I get it. So what you want to do, at least I would, is no, you don't condone behavior that isn't good, and you certainly don't want somebody feeding off your energy always and not giving back. But I see her as a lower energy vibration. And in order for them to come up to increase their energy, they have to learn. And so what I would, you know, probably go back and do in the future, if you feel like it, is, you know, we've always been close. There are things I can't live with that you're into right now, but that doesn't mean I'm judging you. It means you have to work them out for yourself. But if, you know, ever you decide
that you
are going to help yourself and understand, you know, things that you're doing, you know, are harmful to you, then I'm always here for you. That way, when you shut that door, it's not forever. Because this girl is feeling your energy pull. It's gone. And she can feel that. And she's acting out. She's acting out because she was used to that energy. You also need to teach her if you do become, you know, get back. And I don't believe she's out of your life forever, by the way. So what you want to show her is compassion for others. I feel like she wasn't there for you when your daughter was sick, and I believe she needed to be. So here's what you would teach her. Listen, you know, when you get the chance, and it isn't now, but hey,
you're good,
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think that, thank you. I think that in life, if we give to others, even if it's not monetary, but it's emotional and care about others, you're going to see a big reward come back to you. And so, you know, when someone's ill or somebody needs your help, think of not yourself, but of others first, and see how much the universe, your God, your angels give back to you. You're going to be amazed. And if you teach her that way, she's going to understand in a very small way, and it'll open the door for her to start learning how to increase her energy vibration.
Okay, and that's kind of how, because actually I started disengaging back in October, and she wasn't the only one. There were others, and that's how I explained that I was on my spiritual journey, and I needed to, I'm learning to set boundaries for myself, because it's always been an imbalance for me with everybody, and I took pride on it for a long time because I said, well, this is just who I am, and this is what I'm supposed to do, but that's not right. That is, I was incorrect. I need balance. People have to give me what I give them in some form, because it was always my cup was just empty. Nobody was pouring into me, and I'm pouring out into everybody else.
Well,
so that's all. And some understood, but she's the only one that took it as rejection.
Well, that's because her energy vibration, honey, isn't anything near yours. But what she wants to do in life is to, like, our whole mission here, when you go into your spiritual path, and I think you're pretty well on your way, but when you are looking at your spiritual path, you're looking at helping raise energy vibration. So you don't want to always raise the energy of everybody whose energy is yours, because they're all on that energy vibration. You want to pull up and help the ones that aren't, to bring them up. But that doesn't mean they can use you. It means that you have to have certain parameters. I just don't like when you put limits on, because when you say I'm on my spiritual journey, it actually cuts everybody out, because it's like, you know, here's a good example. Hi, I'm going to Florida. Okay, so everybody else that can't go, how do you think they feel?
Okay.
They feel like, oh, well, you're
Thank
so...
Thank you for that. Understood. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I hope, and I'm gonna move on, but I hope that you are so wonderful. I feel your energy. I have a female spirit here for you. She's saying she's your mother. Now, whether your mother is still with you, that would mean this woman was like your mother.
She was. It was my grandmother. She raised me from my baby on up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's so funny because she's holding like a, she's holding, she's a really tough character. I mean,
she is.
And she's saying you aren't the only one with the gift. And what she's saying to you is this, that it runs and skips generations. And she says, you've got it. But they called it something different. Now, I don't know if you knew your grandmother used to say she knew every. She had like you would say that she had an uncanny sense of knowing things.
Uh-huh, she did.
And she's saying, what do you think that is? And she's just smiling at you. And she's saying that you're here to shine, to help people. And she's got a basket in her hands. It's the coolest basket. It kind of looks like a open basket, white basket she's holding. And it's got all kinds of like flowers in it, but they're not like roses or anything. They could be, but they're laying flat. So it's like she's carrying it with her. And she's saying that, you can pick all the weeds you want, but you're a flower. So I know
exactly what that means.
Okay, so I do want to tell you, and she's shaking her head yes. So I want to tell you, you're on the right path. Your soul journey is open. The path is clear. Just don't cut anybody. You know, don't. People are all on their energy vibrations. If you're walking faster than them, that's okay. But just be careful how you leave them behind. The only thing I'm going to say. Okay?
I got it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Make sure you tune me in a little more often than once a year, once every, because if you can. Okay, you never know what you're going to learn here.
I sure will, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. And
you
good luck.
You too, Miss Bonnie.
You're an angel, honey. You are an angel.
Thank
Just
you.
Don't forget that. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. This was such a wonderful call, and I hope everybody understands why Spirit brings me things. Spirit brings me what somebody is listening, and that's why they lead me to articles. They lead me to, and it's not like, believe me, I want to play. I want to play all the time. So when I am talking, it's usually because somebody is there either hearing, on the line, or chatting and needed the information. So I'm going to go to the next caller. Is 928. 928. We have about 10 minutes, so we're going to have to make it quick. Hi, this is Bonnie. Hello. Okay, I am going to move past 928 because I can't hear anybody. So I'm hoping it isn't technical difficulties again. I'm going to move on to, I think, Candy, you've got your hand up. That's crazy. Candy, do you have your hand up?
Yes, I do, Bernie, because I wanted to share a story about the soulmate, soul people.
Okay. Okay, call. You've got, that's good. Because we've got, I just want to tell everybody real quick who is on the line, thank you for being with us. We still have, please don't leave. We've got plenty of time. And I keep talking about lengthening the show. And if you enjoy the show and you want it to go 90 minutes, when I get back from my vacation, which isn't really a vacation, but when I get back from my kind of vacation in New York, I will extend Mondays and Fridays to 90 minutes so that I have time to not only bring what Spirit has through, but also get more people on the line. So go ahead, Candy.
My older sister was 15 when she met her husband. They got married when she was 17, and she passed away when she was 82 years old. They were together for 66 years.
Wow. Wow.
And I don't think they ever fought in that whole time. They were just so happy. I've not really seen that before in a lot of people, but I mean, it was just an honor to, my brother-in-law is still alive. He just turned 90 last Friday, and just to see them together. You don't see that very much anymore.
No, you don't. And I totally, it is rare, especially with all of us having to work out a lot more issues with people we're here with. But I see it. I mean, I'm hopefully one of those examples. And I hope way down the road. And I do see it. You can look at, when I was nursing actually in an office, and the couples would come in, you could see the ones that have been, me and so-and-so, we've been together for 65 years next week. And we were high school or elementary school sweethearts, because back then they really didn't have college, a lot of. So I just love that. It's a feeling of peace and tranquility. It's a feeling of, you found your soulmate here. But a lot of it, I really feel, Candy, is that from a past life, that their love either got shortened, or back then they didn't live as long as we do now, or have the resources we do. So that they've chosen to come back in this lifetime to be together for a much longer period of time than maybe they had in the past. So, I love that. It's a cool, and I thank you, for telling us this. And thank you, because you know what? I love when I'm talking and Spirit brings this all through. And I'm going to go to the next caller, but if there's any, did you have any? Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Do you have any? Is there any questions in chat that you?
You already talked to her, Sophia. She stated right from the beginning that she needed this message when you were talking about past life and that stuff. So
cool. I love that. All right, I'm gonna put you on. Thank you. I'm gonna put you on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Candy. I love input. I love that this is a metaphysical talk show. I love it so much. Okay, I'm going to go to 609. 609, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, this is Susan. We spoke before.
Hi, Susan. How are you? I have 6 minutes, so we've got to. I hate to do that because I wasn't going to pick up the line because I have this feeling that whoever I was going to pick up is going to take longer, but let's get started. So where are you from, Susan, and what can I do for you today?
Okay. I'm from New Jersey, and
hi.
I guess whatever, you can pick up quickly, whatever Spirit has to say.
this is really crazy. I don't know why they're saying this, and I'm not bringing through, I'm bringing through spirit. So I'm not seeing, I know, I feel like you want to find somebody. Do you want to find somebody? If you can tell me that, because what they're saying is you need to clean your house, and I don't know why they're saying that.
Find somebody, meaning?
Do you have, what's, you asked me to pull anything. So when you're asking me to pull anything, the more general you are, the more general of an answer you're going to get. But when you ask me, is there anything for you, the first thing that spirit says is you need to get your house in order. So I'm not quite sure what that means, but for you, that's what came through. So if you have like a question that you want more defined, you've got to ask me a more defined question.
Sure. Well, we've spoken before, and I had mentioned about the cancer and moving back to my mother. Didn't want to get back into all that again. But...
Oh, that's why you got to get your house in order. Okay.
Yeah.
So either one of two things is they want you to start moving. They want you to start moving on what you're doing. Or they, do you have, is the house that you're living in is it messy?
We need to get organized and they're talking about selling, so.
Yeah, get your house in order is what exactly that was the message. So and that's on multiple levels. So if you read Mark Anthony's book, who I love, Mark Anthony is the psychic lawyer, and he wrote the book Evidence of Eternity. He talks about multiple meaning answers from spirit. So this is one of them. One of them is get your house in order, meaning yourself, because you're the house of yourself, your house, where you're moving, your life, and I still feel that something's messy. So there's a million messages in that get your life in order, get your house in order, not your life, but get your house in order. And I know that you are needing to do that. I'm listening to spirit. You are needing to do that in your life. So I feel like spirit's giving you those messages, and now it's time for you to go within and understand what your life needs to look like, because that's what they're showing me. So I think that is the message, and the biggest message that I can give you from spirit is get your house in order. And I think it's a great message because it means a lot of different things. And for you, you need to remember that you've got a lot of things going on. Okay?
Yes. No, that's true. You're right.
So it wasn't me. It was spirit. Believe me, if it was me, I'd be giving you all kinds of things. It's spirit telling you that. I never tell anybody to get their house in order. I got to get, because, you know, what's really funny is I have a very clean house, but I'm not a clean nut. My husband is, and he's not happy when my house isn't like spotless, but I'm not a spotless girl. I mean, if there's a glass in the sink, there's a glass in the sink. I've got kid home, and you know, so I would never tell somebody get your house in order, because I'd have to look at my house, which would be physical house. My mental house is getting in order. I'm ADD, so if I looked at your messages and I gave them to me, I would say, yeah, I do need to get my house in order. I'm going to the doctor. I'm getting the stuff I need to be done. I've got to get all this stuff done. Okay, I could take that. But see, house in order for everybody is different, but I would never use that term because, see, it would be like calling the kettle black or whatever, kettle the kitchen black or whatever they say. So anyway, I have 90 seconds. I just want to tell you that I do love hearing from you, so keep calling. We do want to know how treatment and everything is going, and you know we care about you, New Jersey, my Jersey girl, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I have 90 seconds. Again, I love everybody. I so love everybody, and please join me. I am coming back a week again. An exact date, if I can find it here. I am coming back on April 28th. If I do come back on Monday, April 27th, I will be putting on a later afternoon show because I don't get in. I don't get in until I think the mid-afternoon if I can get there. If not, our show on the 28th is Bonnie has a special guest, and he's been with me a lot, is Jerry Humphreys. He will be here to give you all kinds of messages, including me, because you know I have a big mouth. I can't help it. Spirit comes through me. I love it, and you know I love spirit. So everyone, please have a fabulous, wonderful week. I am going to try to put the shows on so you'll actually be able to hear me, even though it won't be live. I love every one of you. Please come back and join me on April 28th with Bonnie and Jerry, Bonnie Albers and Jerry Humphreys. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. I'm going to miss you all very much. And if there is any producers out there that want to buy this show, actually not buy the show, but take this show and me to the next, like, super cool serious radio or better, just give me a holler. Thank you. Bye.